And today's Last Word in Business is approved for all audiences.
It was 30 years ago this month that the PG-13 movie rating was introduced. Until 1984, the Motion Picture Association of America rated films as G, PG, R, or X.
But that year, a couple of gory scenes in PG-rated movies raised concerns. You may remember that human sacrifice in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Then there was the monster in the microwave scene from Gremlins. Ooh, that's a horrible sound.
Coincidentally, anyway. Both of these movies were produced or directed by Steven Spielberg. And maybe not so coincidentally, it was Spielberg who suggested it was time for a new rating in between PG and R.
These days, PG-13 movies are lucrative for major studios because they bring in both teens and adults. Scott Mendelson covers the film industry for Forbes and says that PG-13 rating guides a lot of creative decisions during production.
Hollywood is going for the PG-13 at all costs, and as a result, crafting films that really shouldn't be PG-13 in the first place and aren't what the PG-13 was intended for, what you're seeing is a generation of kids that are seeing a lot more violent content in films than the generation of past.
Mendelson points to a study published last fall that shows PG-13 movies today have more gun violence than ever, even more than today's R-rated movies. But Joan Graves, who chairs the MPAA Classification and Ratings Administration, says most of that violence is stylized, often with special effects or sci-fi elements.
Not to say that it isn't intense at times, but it's not the graphic, grisly stuff that ends up in R.
Graves says PG-13 has changed over its 30 years, keeping pace with changing parental attitudes. And she says MPAA ratings are not any kind of final judgment. It's just a guideline.
It comes across in our surveys that parents think we do a good job of identifying the level of content. They're saying they think they're getting good information.
As, of course, you do on Morning Edition, G-rated once again today. At least in this part of the program, no human sacrifices here. That's the Business News on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.